All right, so welcome. And as we begin the meditation, just take a few moments to connect with the meditative posture. Remembering these three elements of stability, the sense of foundation of your legs, your hips, your pelvis. The second aspect is of verticality. An uprightness. And even if you need support for your back, you can still have a sense of uprightness within that support. And a quality of relaxation, of ease, receptivity through the whole body. We'll spend just a couple moments connecting with sound as an object of awareness to teach us this spacious, receptive quality. How sounds arise of their own accord outside of our control, and they pass away at the same, their own timing. So we learn both this spacious awareness and also this non-clinging awareness. Sound arises and fades. As the mind gets caught up in thinking, no big deal. Simply wake up to the fact that thought has become predominant. Relax physically, relax mentally, and just reorient towards sound. Letting each sound be held very lightly, even relaxing the idea of what that sound represents to you, even the label or idea, hearing the sound in a very direct, almost primal way. And bringing that same spacious, receptive awareness, turning it toward the body. Noticing the gentle, rhythmic motion of the breath. and letting the breath be felt broadly in the body. The movement through the belly, the chest, torso. And as we rest our attention on the breath, if a sound becomes predominant in your awareness, that is what's being known. The meditation easily includes the sound while it lasts, and then it fades. So breath, sound. Inviting a non-reactive, non-resistance to each experience of breath and of sound. A friendliness of attention. Gently, patiently bringing yourself back. Each time we become lost in thought is a chance to wake back up, to come back to strengthen the steadiness of attention. Now allowing the awareness to broaden even more, to include the sensations of the body. So we're practicing being less one-pointed, just this one breath, to more of an inclusive, receptive awareness. The breath continues to rise and fall. And sensations also arise and pass away. Some are momentary, some more lasting. Simply resting in observation, in that non-judgmental allowing. this receptive awareness asks us to be a little more still. Sitting still in the midst of all of this changing phenomenon. This sound, that sensation, this breath. Resting in the stillness, the quiet that observes all. And this week, we'll expand the instructions to include meditation with emotion. So we still use this backdrop of the breath and the body. And to help give us practice with emotion, just reflect on this day. At some time during the day, you may have felt some emotional charge. Could be joy, could be sadness, anger, fear, frustration, or some combination. For a moment or two, just recall that experience. I'm actually asking you to use thought for a moment to invite something into the meditation. To the point you can feel the emotionality arising, trying to do this in a gentle way. Now notice where this emotion is felt as a body experience. How is it experienced in the body? As I reflect on a situation, there's a sense of pressure in the chest, a sense of heaviness through the shoulders. A tightness that seems to be slightly pulsing and changing. So now the trick is to release the story, the ideas and concepts around the emotion, and instead connect with the felt sense in the body. What does this sadness feel like as a body experience? The anger, fear, the happiness. Trying to invite that same spacious awareness that we learned with sound. Inviting a balance of attention that feels both whatever emotion might be churning, as well as something else in the body that is calm. Steady. Now letting that idea, that situation fade, and just coming back to feeling the body, the breath. There may still be echoes, residual sensations. This is fine. Resting very simply with the body's knowing. If there's a quality of feeling off balance or churned up, focus particularly on the exhale to help calm, steady, particularly the exhale felt as the base of your belly, just below your navel. Or perhaps there's a sense of drowsiness, a dullness. Letting your awareness emphasize the inhale. With each inhale, refresh the posture, that wakefulness, that uprightness. Now letting your awareness come back to the breath and the body sensations. And tuning the awareness to the subtle qualities of emotion that may arise of their own accord. These may not even register as emotion, just a stirring of the heart. A little amorphous, a little unnameable. Just a quality of increased sensitivity and receptivity, particularly around the chest, the heart area, the belly. Where so often emotions arise and are felt. and with this increased sensitivity to the emotional world, we may find ourselves becoming more lost in the story, the thoughts, practicing coming back to the body, grounding in the body experience. Now letting your awareness settle back onto the breath. You hope ground and steady. And you may find that the breath has a more nuanced, richer experience. Letting yourself rest in wonder of that changing experience of this breath. And finally, for the last minute or so, returning to sound. That both deeply receptive and deeply releasing relationship to sound. Each sound is fully received and heard. And at the same time released, letting it be. As the sound fades, slowly open your eyes and just take in your surroundings, take in your environment in a soft, receptive way.